Time again for another edition of Lunch Special. Heard right here on KZSU Stanford. Welcome to a special one. Do want to let you know the views or opinions expressed by the host, DJ, or their guests present on KZSU 90.1 FM Stanford do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the Leland Stanford Junior University or its associates. We thank you for tuning into this KZSU 90.1 FM broadcast and stand by for Rosemont Jolisson, all the way from Haiti. And welcome to a very special edition of the Lunch Special today. Instead of a Stanford professor or a community member, we have someone all the way across the pond, the Southern Pond, all the way from Haiti. And it's a young man. He's 18 years old right now. His name is Rosemond Jolissant. He's Haiti's youngest rising star. 3 years ago, when he was 15, Rosemond inspired people from all over Haiti to vote for him to victory as the youngest contestant among tens of thousands of participants in Haiti's first Digicel Stars competition. It's similar to the American Idol. Rosemond, a teenager at the time, won the both contest and the heart of the people through his compelling songwriting and his gentle manner. He was raised in peasant life, and his first song, entitled Ala Traka Poineg Lake, speaks of poverty and struggle, and the lyrics resonate with the majority of Haitians who are living far below the international poverty line. And I have Rosemond Jolissant in the studio right now. Rosemond, get real close to that mic. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. So I'm very happy to be there with you today.
Rosemond, I saw you on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman about a month ago.
Yeah.
And you had come from Haiti just after the earthquake.
Yeah,
right?
After the earthquake. When the earthquake, I was in Port-au-Prince. I was in Delma 62. I was in the ward. I would go in my house. So I from school. And my school is Castro. My school is fell down.
Your school fell down over the earthquake.
Yeah.
And Amy mentioned that she saw you in Port-au-Prince, and you were on your way here to America to not only come and play, but you were coming to play in support of...
Support Haiti.
To support Haiti, and also working with an organization...
Soil is an organization in Haiti working with the community.
Yes.
With the poverty in Haiti.
And ironically enough, the organization was co-founded by a Stanford student, Sasha Kramer.
Sasha Kramer.
She's a good friend of yours now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my good friend, yeah.
That's very good. And I'm sure she'll be excited to hear that you were on the radio at Stanford.
Yeah.
This is where she went to school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's good.
And so it's kind of full circle. It's come all the way around now. Here you are back at her old school, right? Her alma mater. The organization is called OurSoil.org, and you've been traveling the United States doing fundraisers.
For Soil Can Help. Soil is working with the poverty. With the community in Haiti.
Yeah, I want to do a little announcement for Soil. Soil is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting soil resources, empowering communities, and transforming wastes into resources in Haiti. Soil believes that the path to sustainability is through transformation of both disempowered people and discarded materials, turning apathy into empowerment and pollution into valuable resources. Soil works in partnership with its Haitian sister organization, SOL, S-O-L, to promote integrated approaches to the problems of poverty, public health, agriculture, productivity, and environmental destruction by developing collaborative relationships between community organizations in Haiti and the academics and activists internationally. Rosemond, once again, welcome to California, welcome to the United States, and welcome to Stanford University.
Thank you.
You played Friday night, and you also did a fundraiser last night too, right?
Yeah, last night I was in Bisabeoba.
You've been playing you played in San Francisco last night, right?
Yeah.
And how old are you right now?
So I'm 18 years old now, but you know, and years change. I'm going to have 19 and 20.
Next month?
2023.
23rd of March?
March, yeah.
So you're almost 19 years old.
Yeah, I'm 19, yeah.
And this song, we just played a song off your most recent demo. We call it a demo because it's not a fully released CD yet. You're working on your first album now. Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about that song? Because that song had real importance for the people of Haiti, the words in that song, right?
Yeah, these songs talk about the children in street. Because, you know, in Haiti, have many children living in street, sleep in street.
In the street?
In the street, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this song. That's my second song I wrote. This song is named Simon Yo Children.
Okay.
So I wrote this song when I was 12 for 13.
When you were 12 years old.
12 years old for 13 years old. And
that was 6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago. So is this song to help me to win in Digicel Stars? Because the lyrics is really important for the Haitian people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a big message. And every time to the people hear this song, they always want to help me for I can arrive.
Yes.
Where I want to go.
And you also have a very unique story because you came up into music through the church.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was playing. And
you played in the church
in
band?
The church band, yeah. His name Christophil and Capetian.
Has it always been the guitar that you played?
I played the guitar for them, yeah.
And you also learned to read and write music at that point too, right?
I learned to play guitar mm-hmm. in the music school in Capetian. But and I my experience I think about the misery of Haiti and I start to write some lyrics and sing them for the Haitian people.
Do you feel lucky that you were able to turn out the way you turned out? Because in Haiti, anything can go, anything can happen to anyone, right?
Yeah.
Good or bad, and it seems that you've been blessed because you got this musical. This musical gift, and you've been able to use it to help your people.
Yeah, it's true. So I want to help. You know what's going on now in Haiti? Now is the moment for anybody if you can for you can help Haiti. Me, I try to help Haiti now because I sing for the misery in Haiti, for the suffering mm-hmm. in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
and my music talking about suffering. So now, and I heard many music talk about the children in street. It's the moment for we can try to help them because they need that.
Now, do you still have family in Haiti?
Yeah, my family is still in Haiti.
How big is your family?
Yeah,
your immediate family.
My family is in Capetian.
Is it mother, father? You have sisters,
yeah,
brothers?
Yeah, sister, mother, father, and yeah, all right.
You have sisters and brothers?
Sister and brother, yeah.
How many?
I have one brother and one sister.
Very good. Have you spoke to them since you've been in the United
yeah,
States?
Yeah, I spoke to them yesterday.
Are they okay?
They are okay now.
Very good.
Okay, yeah.
You've brought your guitar with you today, and we're going to have you perform some songs live in the studio, but we'd like to play another song off your recent demo.
Yeah, I want to play a song talking about suffering of Haitian people.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what number would that be on the demo? Oh, you want to play one off your you want to play one live for us right now?
Yeah, I can play it.
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah.
This is Rosemond Jolisant all the way from Haiti singing about the suffering of the Haitian people.
Soleil la poko levé. Yo maman prend la rue avec yo tralier ti moun derrière. Côté yo pralé, yo pral mande charité. Soleil la poko levé. Yo maman prend la rue avec yo tralier ti moun derrière. Côté yo pralé, yo pral mande charité. Qui l'escape sauvé Haïti, qui n'a yon prison spirituelle, qui l'escape sauvé Timon yo. Qui l'escape sauvé Haïti, qui n'a yon prison spirituelle, qui l'escape sauvé Timon yo. Vendredi matin, maman prend la rue. Il met panier sous tête, li lan bosque la vie. Yon dimanche matin, maman prend la rue. Kote l pran li, l pran mande charité. Yon chante. Your chance. emotions. Whitey.
Rosemond Jolisant live on KZSU all the way from Haiti. Got out just after the earthquake, and he's here working with SOIL, the nonprofit organization started, co-founded by a Stanford student. Rosemond, can you talk about the words of that song? I know they were heavy. I do a little blues show here for the last 18 years every week, and you remind me of the blues men that I've heard about that came up through the south of the United States, because you're singing right from your heart. You have a guitar. You don't have a lot of electronics. You just, this is all you right here. And I could, even though I didn't understand the words, I could get the feeling from what you were singing.
Yeah, this song truly, I think, this song talk about the mother, a pauvrette mother, a pauvrette mom.
A poverty mom?
Yeah.
A mother in poverty?
Yeah, a mother in poverty, mm-hmm. asking in the street for he can give food to his children.
She was asking in the street. Yeah. And who was she calling to? God? Yeah. Anybody?
Yeah, just talking about the misery, because in Haiti it's like that. I have many poverty in Haiti. Many people asking in the street for can give food to the children.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have money for send them school. You know what?
And you mentioned that your family is in Camp Haitian.
Yeah, my family is in Camp Haitian.
Is this the neighborhood that you grew up in?
So me, I born in Saint-Michel de l'Atalaï.
Okay, that's another neighborhood.
That is another neighborhood. Yeah, but when I was 10 years old,
uh-huh.
I go in Camp Haitian, and I go to music school. I go school to high school,
mm-hmm.
and I play music. When I was Shelby, I played with some band. Like this.
So you started as a young kid playing music.
Yeah.
And where would you say that your musical influences, the music that that helped you create your music? What were you hearing? What kind of music were you hearing? Church music? Were you hearing pop music on the radio?
So my music, actually, so I play many kinds of music. I play reggae, I play compa, I play zouk. So my music talking truly about I play some love song too,
mm-hmm.
and I play some song, more song talking about the suffering, because it's a message for Haitian people, because in Haiti every time when I'm thinking about what I see, that helped me inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote many music.
You get inspired by what you see in Haiti.
Yeah.
That's inspired you to write your music. Yeah. This is the same path that the bluesmen of America took. They took the experience they had in growing up and in living their life, and they put it down on record, and it became very famous. How did you get your, do you hear music on the radio in Haiti? Did you hear it in the street? I know you were too young to go to nightclubs.
Yeah,
How did you acquire the music? How did you hear it?
I hear the music.
Yeah.
So I hear in the radio, and I have CD too. I buy CD.
You have CDs too?
Yeah, CD, yeah. And I hear so much Bob Marley.
You like Bob Marley,
Bob Marley,
huh?
Yeah, I like Bob Marley.
Yeah, you do play quite a few of his songs, don't you?
Yeah.
So he's a big influence on you, isn't he?
Yeah.
And reggae music is very important in the Caribbean, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, reggae music have a big message. In reggae, sometimes you fight many message.
Yes.
If I wrote the message in reggae.
Definitely. Yeah. Should we play another one off your demo, or would you like to play one live for the folks again?
So I want to play a song. It's named Children at the Hope. Because I wrote this song, so every morning I get up. When I wake up,
uh-huh.
I just take my guitar. I just bring my guitar and I wrote this song. And the beginning, I mean, is every day I wake up, I wrote many beautiful melody. And that make me will never forget my past. Because I can think about my whole past.
It'll help you remember.
Yeah.
Where you came from.
Yeah, that helped me remember where I come from. You know, is them every day when I wake up, I want many, many beautiful melody, and that make me will never forget my past.
Okay.
Is this song? Is them Children Are the Hope?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Se chak jou mwen leve Mwen kompoze an pil bel melodi Bagay sa yo fèm pap jambliye Histwa la vi Gen ti moun nan la wi Ki pa genye peson Ki pa genye lot moun nan vi yo ankon Se yo meme m gabre di Sou wout la vi si la oh. Yo pa genye lot moun nan vi yo ankon So we don't know today. I can say we don't know, no, no, no. Oh, Yo se avni peyan Yo kache an ba pye boan Pou yo ka pran fe an Si moun yo se l'espoan Yo se avni peyan Yo kache an ba pye boan Pou yo ka pran fe an Moun sa yo se chak jou yo leve Gen sa ki fe ke yo kontan Fami yo, zami yo Sa se histwa la vi yo So We don't know today I can see we don't know No, no, no. Oh, oh, so we don't know today. I can see we don't know. No, no, no. Oh, oh.
Rosemond Jolisant right here live on KZSU's Lunch Special. And welcome to a special edition of it. Rosemond came over from Haiti after the earthquake to help work with the nonprofit organization OurSoil.org, which was co-founded by a Stanford grad. And they're working in Haiti to help restore not only the soil, but the community as well. So how did you meet Sasha Kramer?
I met Sasha Kame when I was 14. Uh-huh. When I was 14 years old, and a radio station in Capetian, and that was to end the moment. And so, you know, I would pay for some church band in Capetian. Mm-hmm. And I went to make an interview in a radio station. They would ask me some question because they say me I was a little man. I played for a big band in Capetian. The journalists. Would ask me many questions about that. So I met Sasha in a radio station in Capetian. So some months ago.
Uh huh.
Some months before the competition.
Yeah.
Before the competition, so Sasha Kame, she would really love me when she see me.
She really enjoyed your playing and your singing.
And since this day, Sasha Kame Stay my friend.
Yeah, and now you've been touring across the United States in support of Our Soil and raising money for them.
Yeah.
And I guess you're kind of part of the organization now. You're helping them to help restore Haiti, right?
Yeah.
And this must feel really good to you to be able to go away and help your country out this kind of a way, to bring awareness in this way, huh?
In this way, so you know.
To come to America and be able to play for the people and get the word out to us.
Yeah,
how does that make you feel?
And that makes me feel so good, because now you know I'm working for Haiti, for Haitian people, and you know our mission. I would love that change for them, because it's not the children in Haiti have a bad moment. I would love everything change for them, for they can go to school, and for everything can change for the people from Port-au-Prince, because you know now do not have a house in Port-au-Prince, every house is fall down. I want everything changed for them. I want everybody can try to help them if you can, because that is a good thing, a good thing, and that is that is the moment too for them.
It is the time for Haiti to get rebuilt in the correct way, and you've received some support here in the United States from Haitians that live here, huh?
Yeah, I see many Haitian, and some musician Haitian too. We talk and we play together.
That must be must make you feel very good, huh?
Yeah. So we talk every day. I talk to them every day, and they want to help me too, for I can try to make a CD now, because I do not yet have an album. I need help too for that.
And so you began to hook up with some Haitian musicians in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
And possibly start to work on your first record.
Yeah,
your first album.
Yeah, I will try to work on my first album now.
And I'm sure it will be quite a story, because you'll be writing songs about your most recent experience, right?
Yeah, sure.
Rosemond Jolisant, you know, talking is great, but I know you love to play and you love to sing. Can you do another one for us?
Yeah, I can play a song. I have this song too, and the CD is the fourth track, I think.
Okay.
It's named Alatra Kapuneglaka, and you have that song.
They mentioned it in the promo.
Yeah, I have this song too on the CD. So
you want to play it on the CD?
I want to play it with
play it live. Yeah. Please do.
Yeah.
La traka pou neg la kay, pase trayan bakay pay, nan yon peyi pa gen travay, pe roule yon tren saray. Tout la jounen neg pa travay, si moun yo pa kal l'ekol, gran koutou ni pret pou fèn foun, pe mande ki sa pou n'fèn. Des fois me senti moins ta crié, oh des fois me senti moins ta relé, oh des fois me senti moins ta crié, paysan la caillou qui n'a misère. Des fois me senti moins ta crié, oh des fois me senti moins ta relé, oh des fois me senti moins ta crié, paysan la caillou qui n'a misère. La misère fait yo démoralisé. Y'a marché des bois balancés. Frère Maxime, yo en prend courage. Yo joue comme ça na travail à crage. Yo relé à me reporter au secours. Criore te nan tout. Frère Maxime, yo en prend courage. Ça n'a travaillé à craindre. Des fois, me senti moins ta crié. Oh, des fois, me senti moins ta relé. Oh, des fois, me senti moins ta crié. Ou paysan la caille qui n'a misère. Des fois, me senti moins ta crié. Oh, des fois, me senti moins ta relé. Oh, des fois, me senti moins ta crié. Paysan la caillou qui n'a misère. La traka pour nèg la caille. T'as passé trahir bakay paye. Dans un pays pas de travail. Y'a peu les entrées sans rail. Toute la journée nèg pas de travail. Si moun yo pa ka l'école, vraiment que c'est mieux on prend courage. Yo jou kon sa na travay a kran. De vwa m santi mwen ta kriye, ou de vwa m santi mwen ta rele. De vwa m santi mwen ta kriye, pou peyizan la kay yo ki nan mizè. De vwa m santi mwen ta kriye, ou de vwa m santi mwen ta rele. Les femmes sont si moins d'agréable, ou paysan la caille qui n'a misère. Les femmes sont si moins d'agréable, ou les femmes sont si moins d'agréable, les femmes sont si moins d'agréable, ou paysan la caille qui n'a misère.
Rosemond Jolie Sound right here on KZSU's Lunch Special. Rosemond, before we speak about that song, our translator has showed up.
Okay.
And Dr. Osias. And why don't we do this? Why don't we take a musical break with a song off your demo? I have your demo queued up right now. Mm-hmm. And you know your demo better than I do. What number could we play off there? Off the demo?
Is it four?
Number four? Is that the one you just played?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to play that off the demo, or, should we play another one?
So we can play it. We can play it.
The same one?
Yeah, we can play it.
Okay, we'll play that same song while live in a studio with a band by Rosemond Jolie-Saint while we get set up and bring in the translator.
La caille, passe très en bas, dans un pays pas de travail, y a peu les yon très sans rail. Toute la journée n'est pas de travail. Si moun yon pas qu'à l'école, grand goutou ni prêt pour faire, y a peu mandé qui ça pour nous faire. Des fois m'senti mouet ta kriye, ou des fois m'senti mouet ta rele. Des fois m'senti mouet ta kriye, paysan la kayo ki nan mizè. Des fois m'senti mouet ta kriye, ou des fois m'senti mouet ta rele. Des fois m'senti mouet ta kriye, paysan la kayo ki nan mizè. La mizè fè yo. Marcher des bras balancés, vraiment c'est mieux on prend courage. Un jour qu'on s'en a travaillé à crash. Yo il est à me répéter au secours. Crier était dans trou. Pas qu'un monde qui t'en dirait lieu. Pour qu'on mette la tion beaucoup. Les femmes sentis moins d'appuyer. Si moun yo pa ka l'école, fè maksèm yo an prèm.
That was Rosemond Jolisant off his demo. He's going to be coming out with a brand new CD just as soon as he can, working on it here. Rosemond's live in the studio with us from coming over from Haiti. And right now, we have Dr. Joel Osias, a Stanford grad, by the way, and originally from Haiti. Doctor, thank you so much for taking time out to come in, and welcome to KZSU.
Thank you very much.
And you being from Rosemond's home country, we thought it fitting to have someone here that could actually translate. Rosemond and I have been having a conversation and getting by as best we could. But can you ask Rosemond about the words of that song and what the song was talking about, and also how he came up with them?
Monsieur, tu veux combien qui était inspiration pour chanson ça ça moi tu veux dire et puis pour qui ça que ça t'a inspiré pour écrire son ça.
Yeah, so OK. Moi me sorti Saint-Michel de la Talaye, c'est en dehors et dans pays d'Haïti.
So he says he's from the provinces on the outside of Haiti.
Yeah, ça c'est en dehors, c'est côté avant que m'étais venu au Cap, m'étais voir en pile bagaille avec monsieur.
So on the outskirts of so Port-au-Prince is the capital, so on the outskirts he saw a lot of suffering, a lot of poverty, and that's what inspired him to write the song.
Yeah, et musique ça lui même lui dit que il parlait à la misère pour nèg la caillou.
He saw all the misery. Misère means misery, so how much misery he saw among the people.
Yes, on dit des fois me senti qu'il me ta crier, me senti me ta reler pour paysan la caillou qui
n'a. So sometimes he feels like he wants to cry for the suffering of the people that he sees all around him.
Yeah.
And Rosemond, if you have your wish, what is it you'd like to do with your music?
Dit Rosemond, ça sort aimer faire avec musique ou si vous t'es gagné tout ça vous voulez ça aimer qui sort aimer musique ou fait
bon ça c'est parce que musiquement il y a un message qui est important dans yo et c'est m'aimer que il tape important c'est que tout le monde t'es capable comprendre ta m'a dit en bas comprendre non.
He says he would like people to understand what he's relaying in terms of the suffering of the people of Haiti.
Yeah. Et ça qui me voulait faire dans moment parce que moi vision pas c'est aider tout monde en Haïti parce que ça c'est avenir pays d'Haïti.
So he'd like to help the children of Haiti because they're the future of the country.
Yeah, c'est pour ça que en pile musique m'écrit parler de tout monde parce que en pile bagaille qu'a fait tout de tout monde toujours relim pour me capable venir parler pour yo.
So he likes to focus on the next generation, and since the children of the next generation, he tries to outline their challenges in his music.
Yeah, c'est qu'il t'a réalisé un bel album, tout m'ta vendre album ça, l'album n'a pas marché bien, m'vendre album n'a m'ta rien mais avec comme ça tout mes des timon en Haïti.
So with the revenues that he gets from the sales of his album, he'd like to invest that in the future of the children of Haiti.
This is very powerful stuff, and where you felt that the people of America that you met are behind you 100%.
Il dit que d'après ça, dit tout le monde qu'on rencontre aux États-Unis, on voit qu'il y a bon support, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
What can the people of America do to help you with your cause?
Ça peut l'Américain t'a fait pour aider avec cause ou.
Bon, ça c'est un bail qui est vraiment important parce que ça qui me passait moi-même. Parce que ça qui est important dans le moment pour pays d'Haïti, qu'on a éducation, c'est clé la vie. Hein?
Mm-hmm. He says that what the most important thing is education, because that's the key to the future.
Yeah, on t'a parlé ensemble avec groupe zan même en Haïti qui toujours travaille ensemble avec quelques jours après quelques jours passés.
And he says he's been speaking to his friends and contacts in Haiti after the recent events.
Yeah, ça que m'tap di yo, m'pense que m'te di yo que depuis m'a prêté m'a fait un bon petit temps aux États-Unis, m'ka fait 2 ou 3 mois depuis que m'fait corps m'a voyé corps pour yo pour nous capable faire une fondation pour nous capable aider ti monde au cap yo dans la rue.
So what he would like to do through his music, he told them that he would be in the United States for at least 2 or 3 months to try to raise funds through his music and then send that money back for the people in Haiti, specifically for the children who are homeless and are not currently able to afford getting an education in Cape Haitian.
Mm-hmm. And right now, Rosemond, you're working with Soil.
Yeah, Soil.
And also Soul. Are there any other organizations that that you're connected with that could use help?
Qui l'autre organisation avec le travail qui te cas utiliser assistance?
Yeah, finalement moi travaille toujours ensemble avec un peu l'organisation en Haïti, un peu le groupe du monde, un peu le comité dans tout partout parce que tout ça fait toujours visiter dans zone communauté.
He says he works with other organizations beyond Soul as well.
And what are these organizations? What are they called?
Qui nos organisations ça
politique. AIDG, c'est une organisation au Cap Haïtien tout.
A competition organization called
AIDG.
Okay. AID?
A no. I was A, E was E, D J.
A E
D J.
A E D J.
Et voir Haïti, tout voir Haïti, c'est une organisation qui travaille dans la Badi, qui presque fait même travail ensemble avec Sol.
Yeah. C'est voir d'Haïti, c'est The Voice of Haiti, that does the same kind of work as Sol.
Moi, j'ai fait un fundraising pour retourner à Washington, là, qui m'a fait venir aux États-Unis.
When he first arrived in the United States, he did a fundraising for them in Washington, D.C.
Called The Voice of Haiti?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's an organization that people could help out here from the United States.
C'est une organisation que Amérique a aidé pour faire travail pour le peuple haïtien.
Yeah, l'organisation ça l'est aussi en Haïti et tout.
This organization that's based in Haiti.
Yeah.
That's working for the people.
Uh-huh. And Rosemond Jolissant, would you like to play some more music for us?
Est-ce que je vais pièce pour vous?
Yeah, I'm capable.
And what is it you what is it you'd like to play next?
So, ma musique les misères paysans.
This music is talking about the misery of the villagers.
Chaque jour soleil levé, la pluie pas jamais tomber. Paysan yo entravé, chaque jour y a pé travail, yo pas jamais récolté. Madame tombé malade, si moun yo nan misère, yo pas jamais joine la manjaille, yo pas gè l'autre moyen pour yo ka vivre encore. On prie, bon Dieu, pour bagay yo kap change pour yo. Tout ça qui gagne, on nous longe là, mais ba yo. Bagay yo va changer, la vie yo va changer. La nature bouleversée, que tout le monde palpite. Paysan yo entravé, chaque jour y'a pey travail, yo pas jamais récolté. Madame tombé malade, si moun yo nan misère, yo pas jamais joine la manjaille, yo pas gè l'autre moyen pour yo ka vivre encore. Bon Dieu, pour bagay yo kap change pour yo. Tout ça qui gagne, on nous longe là, mais ba yo. bagay yo va chanje, la vi yo va chanje. An priye bon Dje, pou bagay yo kap chanje pou yo. Tout sa ki genye, an nou longe la me bayo. Bagay yo va chanje, la vi yo va chanje pou yo.
Rosemond Jolisant singing straight from the hearts, a song he wrote about the misery in Haiti, and translating today, a Stanford grad, Dr. Joel Osias. Yeah, and I hope I didn't mispronounce that name too bad, doctor.
You did a great job.
Thank you. Can you, doctor, can you kind of translate those words, just a general feeling of those words for us, if not word for word?
Well, basically, he's talking about the plight of farmers in Haiti who work every day, but without the rainfall, the kids are in misery. They don't ever, there's no, no they don't get to, there's no, how would you say, you never get no harvest. They're not able to have any harvest because there is no rainfall. So the wife is ill. The children have nothing to eat. They have no other way to live. And so he says, so he encourages us to pray to God for them that things may change. And for those who can afford it, to give a helping hand so that things can get better and that they can have a better quality of life.
And not just being the translator, doctor, but you're originally from Haiti, correct?
Yes.
And it is a known fact, and a lot of Americans who didn't know before the earthquake have come to find out that Haiti was basically forced into not growing its own food over the last 50, 60 years, and now it doesn't produce its own food where it used to feed itself, correct?
Mm. Yes.
It used to be a great food producer. In fact, it had one of the greatest rice-growing regions in the whole Caribbean, didn't it?
Definitely, but I think particularly after independence, there was an embargo against Haiti, so that meant that they didn't have any export markets for their agriculture. So that created a downward spiral so that even farmers who planted were not able to feed their families because they couldn't sell their produce. So. And with the availability of cheap grain from the U.S. that was imported, there was a negative incentive for them to plant. And so that created a culture of dependency that now has created a situation where Haiti has a difficult time helping itself.
Another one of the misnomers we hear a lot about are, well, those people cut down all the trees on the island because they all wanted to make charcoal. And they didn't just do that to do it. They were forced into doing that as a cheap way of either making money or creating fuel because they had no other way of getting it. Is that correct?
Well, there's a challenge in terms, you know, for the poorest citizens of Haiti that they have to be able to feed themselves and feed their families. So charcoal is one of the things that there is a thriving domestic market for. And so that allowed people who are destitute and have actually no other way to provide for their families to be able to make charcoal and sell it and therefore be able to give their kids something to eat.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to Rosemond Jolisant now. Rosemond, you intend to go back to Haiti in a couple of months and continue your work.
Je vais retourner à Haïti après quelques mois pour continuer travailler.
Yeah, so yeah, m'a retourné à Haïti après un mois. So même si que qu'on est pas gain l'école en Haïti dans moment parce que l'école yo crasé.
He's planning on going back in about a month, but right now there are no schools because the schools were destroyed for the most part in the recent earthquake.
Now, how do you see, Rosemond? How do you see your future using your music and are you going to go to college? Are you going to pursue a musical career? Are you going to do both?
So I'm going to go to college or continue with music. Or so I'm going to go to Avenue Pau.
Yeah, so I'm going to do both because I'm always in school and in music too.
Yeah, he's doing both. He's at school and can also continue with his music because both of them are important to him.
And what would you like to study when you go to college, Rosemond?
So I'm going to study while in college.
Je connais moi-même musique en pile, toujours aimé gain plus dans musique dans tête moi parce que dans me connais plus de musique.
So he'd like to learn more about music because that's his passion.
This is great. Maybe we got the next Bob Marley coming up.
Il dit que c'est un cap qui pousse Bob Marley.
We saw Rosemont. We saw you play Rosemont Friday night, and you did play a wonderful Bob Marley song, the Redemption song. And I wonder, we have a little bit of time left. Would you like to play a brief version of the Redemption song for the folks?
Yeah. Redemption song.
Okay, yeah. This is Rosemont Jolison doing Redemption Song by Bob Marley.
All pirates, yes, they won't buy. Sold they to the mission ships. Meaning soft and they too kind. From the pandemic spin. But my hand was made soon by the end of the Almighty. Will forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I have for Redemption song, Redemption song. Emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for it, only can energy. 'Cause none of them they can do some every time. How long will you kill the prophet? While we stand inside them room, some say he just a part of it. We've got to fulfill them all. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have for redemption song. Emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for it, only can achieve. 'Cause none of them they can stop every time. How long will you kill the prophet while we stand inside the room? Some say he just a part of it. We've got to fulfill them all. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have for redemption song, redemption song. These are songs of freedom, redemption songs, songs of freedom.
Mr. Rosemont Jolison, all the way from Haiti, singing a Bob Marley classic, Redemption Song. And Rosemont, we're real close to being out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming and being on the radio. And Dr. Joel Osias from Haiti yourself, Stanford grad, by the way. And also I want to thank Sasha Kramer, big friend to Rosemont, for helping you. And you're also helping her, too. You're working with www.oursoil.org, raising money for them to help the cause in Haiti. And Rosemont, anything you want to say out to the folks? Anywhere listening on the internet or on the antenna?
Once again, give me this. Tout le monde qui t'attend de me là, na mo mama fait nous connecter. Rosemont aimé non?
He says that he wants to send out his love.
Yeah, et travail ça qui m'a fait là, m'a toujours continué travail pour Haïti parce que nous besoin un changement en Haïti.
he's going to continue his work in Haiti because they definitely desperately need change.
And so to see him, t'as besoin de contacter him. So nous gain website Soil qui c'est W for Soil, the website.
Mm-hmm. The website for Our Soil is www.oursoil.org.
Tout ça, tout sur Facebook et sur YouTube, et nous capable toujours contacter him si nous jeune Soil, c'est pas un problème.
Doctor.
Yes, so he says you can contact him through the website, and that way they can. He also has it available on Facebook, and they can contact him in that way.
Rosemond, you're on Facebook too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're going to go out with track number 5 off your demo. Would you like to say what that is?
Oh, that's a song I wrote for. Ça c'est musique qui m'a été écrite pour yon.
This is a song that he wrote for father called Jean Juste after his death.
Okay. Rosemond, thank you once again.
Yeah,
and please stay in touch.
Merci.
Okay.
Music ça, c'est pour Père Jean Juste qui quitte la vie.
Père Jean Juste, allez, allez, allez.
Wow, wow, n'y pas mourir.
Père Jean Juste, allez.
Tout femme malheureuse qui s'en marie. Parole prophète là, c'est un pour prendre la pli. Quand tombe soufflé pour faire l'espoir grandir.
Père Jean Juste, allez, allez, allez.
Oh, oh, allez.
Père Jean Juste, allez, allez, allez.
Yeah.
Père Jean Juste, allez, allez, allez.